أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وقوم لوط وأصحاب مدين وكذب موسى فأمليت للكافرين ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان نكير فكأي من قرية أهلكناها وهي ظالمة فهي خاوية على عروشها وبئر معطلة وقصر مشيد صدق الله العظيم. We begin with ayah number 42 of Surah Al-Hajj. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the permission and the command of going out and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdoms, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Sahaba'i Kiram in general, that when Allah gives them governance of the earth, then they would establish the rule and the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In these ayat and the ayat to follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the people of the past, that they had also the opportunity of receiving Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam from time to time, but yet they denied the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and they did not bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ, that if these people belie you, if these people deny you, that is the kuffar of Makkah, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَثَمُودٍ, then before them, the community, the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Ad, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wassalam as a Nabi, the people of Thamud, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam as a Nabi, they also belied the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they denied the truth, they rejected the commandments of Allah, the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is nothing new. This had continued from time to time. People had committed kufr. They disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. These Nabis had come with the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but those people had also denied the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and they rejected the truth, and they rejected the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَوْمُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَقَوْمُ لُوتٍ, the people of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had belied him, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had belied him, they denied him, they did not accept the nubuwat of Hazrat Ibrahim, nor the nubuwat of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa ashabu Madian, and the people of Madian, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam as a Nabi, they also denied that this Nabi Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa kudhiba Musa, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was also denied, he was also belied, his people had also not accepted him. Here probably Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Egyptians, the Coptics, that they did not bring iman in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. But what was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala says, فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I gave respite to the disbelievers. It wasn't like today I sent a Nabi, and on the same day the people denied the truth of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, I destroyed them immediately. But there was a period of time that had passed, that had lapsed, in which they were given fair chance and a sufficient chance to think about the nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, to take stock of their lives, to understand the reality. And this chance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to all the people of the past. And similarly we find in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first 13 years were years of persecution. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made hijrah to Abyssinia.
Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. It was sufficient time for the people of Makkah to consider the truth and the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had grown up in the midst. They understood who he was. They knew who he was. But they denied the truth and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says similarly in the past also, فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, I've given respite to the disbelievers. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ, and then thereafter I took them to task. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ, then how was the denial of me? And of course thereafter the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come down. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about these Nabis taking their names and their communities, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reality of this is, فَكَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, there are so many villages, there are so many inhabitants, there are so many towns and so many places, أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, that we had destroyed, وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ, whilst the inhabitants of these places were ظَالِم, they were sinners, they were wrongdoers, فَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا, as lofty as the mansions may have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their homes have been now ruined and their homes have fallen upside down onto his roofs. وَبِئْرٍ مُعَقَّلَىٰ, and then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go into these villages and you will see the condition of the wells that they have, and these wells are totally in ruins. That there was a time in the past where people would line up in rows waiting for hours trying to fill up their waters, and now there is absolutely no one in these places to inhabit them. And over and above that, their leaders, the rich amongst them, those who are wealthy and affluent, they built lofty mansions and castles and palaces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ, that these lofty palaces also, as towering as they may have seemed in those days, are in total ruins and they are all now destroyed. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that no matter how powerful a nation may be physically, no matter how powerful a nation may be financially, politically, they may have all the military might, but when the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes over and Allah's azab comes down upon these people, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sure to destroy them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.